Life can get so busy and crazy at times. Work, home, and family, everything can be in such a rush. But in the midst of all of your busyness, don't forget to listen to that still, small voice. That's God trying to talk to you. God has the power to make sense out of all the craziness. He has the power to bring you peace and to transform your life way beyond your everyday circumstances. But what's key is learning how to listen to that still, small voice so that you can let God guide you. It is the voice of reason, the voice of love, the voice that will reveal to you your divine potential.
Hi, I'm Damon Davis, and welcome to One on One. You know, one of the greatest benefits of being a child of God is our ability to hear God speak to us personally. And unless we can learn to clearly distinguish God's voice from every other voice in the world, trying to tell us what to do, where to go, how to do, when to show up, the decisions that so many of us struggle to make, how would we know if we're hitting the mark or missing the mark? Wherever you are right now watching this program, you did not tune in by accident. Wherever you are on your timeline of life, God has a destiny for you. And all you've got to do is understand how to hear His voice, and your life could be radically transformed. That's why I'm so excited about our guest today, my dear friend, R.J. McCowan. He's a pastor, he's a Bible teacher, he's a man of the Word. He is a titan of faith who flows in the prophetic, who understands the world of the supernatural, and hears the voice of God, which means that R.J. McCowan hears God, and he's here to help you hear your place in this world. What's your purpose? What's your destiny? What is the answer to your toughest questions in this life? What should you do? When should you do it? Don't go away. We're here today with R.J. McCowan to discover God's promises for you and for you to hear your place in this world. R.J. McCowan, I am so honored to have you here, sir.
Thank you for having me. I'm so delighted to be here with you.
It's a pleasure. And I'm especially excited, Pastor, because you've got a new teaching series that I would submit is one of the most powerful explorations, revelations on the Spirit of God. Now, so many of us, when we pray, God, help us, and we speak the name above all names, Jesus, into our circumstances, right? And we try to navigate the places of life. But how many of us are tapping in to the power found in the Holy Spirit? And so today, we're going to be talking about the Spirit of God as our guide to everyday living. Not when we need Him. Not when we face that calamity, right? But every day. And yes. What you're submitting to us is that the Holy Spirit is our answer every day in everything we do, and that, if I can put it bluntly, without His leadership, we're like boats out on the water without a sail, aren't we?
Yes, we are. But with the person of the Holy Spirit, who now not only is with us, but now lives in us, He's here officially. He's an official guide. Jesus said He would come, and the Heavenly Father would send Him. Well, He's here.
Wow.
He's our official guide. He's here to lead us.
Mm-hmm.
He's known as the Great Comforter.
Mm-hmm.
He comes alongside of us. He's also responsible for supernatural recall.
Wow.
He recalls things that we need in the very moment that we need them.
Wow.
Every moment of our life is potentially an explosive one because of His personal involvement.
Well,
if we keep Him involved, if we stay open to Him and listen to Him, He'll lead us right into the perfect plan, purpose, and will of God every single time. He never misses it.
You know, when you're saying that, my mind's going to people that are watching that don't feel that. They are right smack dab in a difficult place, many people. Their finances are in trouble. Mm-hmm. Their relationships are in trouble. I know just because I read the emails and letters that come to us from people across the world, people that have gotten some diagnosis from the doctor. There's a lot of folks without hope out there. Yet there is hope, right?
Jesus is our hope of glory. Mm. The Holy Spirit and the Word of God, they're synonymous. They're one and the same. He's never going to say anything that the Word hasn't already said. When I think about Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, 18 in there, Paul says something, said, "This I say, and I testify in the Lord." In other words, this man has heard from God.
Well,
that's why he says, "I testify in the Lord." So suddenly what he's about to say moves from the realm of being in general over into the place where it's very personal.
Okay.
So that's one area where we can hear personal words from God.
So the word of the Lord is a personal thing, mm-hmm. that the Holy Spirit is eager to have a personal relationship with the people watching.
Absolutely.
And that the Holy Spirit has a personal word for the people watching.
Absolutely.
Pastor, is that what happens when you flow in the prophetic?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like tapping in, plugging in, that you're hearing the Spirit of the Lord give people the answer in the moment?
Yes. Everything about God is personal. That's the very nature of God. God is a personal God. The Holy Spirit is here to work with us in a very specific and very personal way.
Mm.
We have a tendency to think that that's just in general.
Got it.
But when you're tuned in and you really listen, God will move up toward a life that cries out for Him in a very personal and very specific way.
Got it.
And when that happens, we have responsibility to trust that and act accordingly. And then we'll see, my God, we'll have major breakthroughs.
Wow.
I mean, again, that potential moment is always there to where when we hear the Holy Spirit, we could move from one place in life to another place in life. Our greatest challenge we would have is explaining what just happened.
Wow. With just one word.
One word.
So many people watching have prayed and are praying for an answer. And they say, well, why am I not hearing God that way?
It's paying attention. I think in Ephesians it talks about being alert, sleeper, wake up, or ignite. Because the days are evil, but it tells us to walk and be alert, redeeming the times, using up every opportunity. So you have to be alert. You have to develop your spiritual senses. You have to kind of dial in, tune in.
Okay, now hold on. I want to drill down on this. So we have spiritual senses?
Absolutely.
To what? To hone in? To get us ready to hear better?
It's a part of our makeup. It's that inner man, of course, that connects to God. That's the place where God actually communicates.
Okay.
And there's tendency for people to look for all the answers out here when they reside in the inner man.
Okay.
It's living from the inside out.
Okay.
Now, when I say dial in, I remember this episode with Elijah.
Okay.
This great prophet of deed is running from this Jezebel.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets off in this cave and God begins to speak to him. You know what happened. Mm-hmm. And the winds are blowing. The storms are going on. And suddenly he grabs his mantle and he covers his ears because he's detecting a voice. And he's muffling the outer. And since sometimes you have to muffle the outside. You have to not let the circumstance situation be the loudest thing you hear. They drown out the sound. You know, he's muffling that and he picks up on the voice of God. Now, what God had to say wasn't all that pleasant. He says something to him. He says, your business doesn't lie here. We would say today, you have no business being here.
That's right.
In other words, what are you
doing here?
So we find ourselves in a lot of places, if we're not listening to God and trusting the voice of that Spirit, then we're listening to other voices, and it's luring us places where God never intended for us to be.
Whoa!
Experiencing things He never intended for us to experience.
Wow.
And we wonder what's wrong.
And we wonder how we got to where we are.
Yeah.
That's so powerful. I mean, here is a prophet who knew God was speaking.
And absolutely.
Yet in the flesh, mm-hmm. right?
In the natural, for
in
sure.
In the natural, that's yeah. even better. Yeah. Because we are supernatural beings. And mm-hmm. we are living in a realm that is occupied at all. I mean, if we could open our eyes and see
wow.
what was happening in the realms around us, I don't know that we could handle it.
Wow.
We are in a supernatural world. We are mm-hmm. supernatural beings.
Absolutely.
That has a supernatural God indwelling us. And Elijah knew this. And he said, God's speaking, but I can't hear him. Why? Because he's hearing all this nonsense around him. Mm-hmm. When you said that, and he was smart enough to cover his ears
yeah.
so he could hear the inner voice, right? And when you say that, I'm like, wait a minute. There are people right now that have gotten that diagnosis or is looking at that bank account or maybe in some relationship, and they're, mm-hmm. we are surrounded by voices to advise us, to tell us their opinion, to give us their insight. But the voice we should be listening to the most, who can give us the direction we need, is the Spirit's voice. Mm-hmm. And that, so eloquently put, means sometimes we gotta know how to tune in.
Absolutely.
Am I getting it?
Yeah, we gotta shut down the voices that are distracting us, cause us to lose focus here. We gotta turn inside
wow.
and listen to that voice. It's there. You know, in other words,
what's keeping you from doing what you were programmed to do?
Satan's gotten in the thing and he's somehow convinced too many Christians that this is the way to go other than God's way or the world's way versus God's way.
Got it.
Believers are lured off track.
The enemy then, and I don't want to get super spiritual, but I believe that we're dealing with something spiritual here, amen?
Amen.
It's war.
Yeah.
Say it like it is.
Yeah.
The enemy's job is to keep us from dialing in.
Yes.
The enemy's job is to keep us from engaging in that discussion. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
That's right. He didn't want the dialogue to begin.
Why? Other than the obvious mission that the enemy has, the liar, what's he doing? What's his goal?
What's he so afraid of? Yeah. What's he trying to block?
Yeah.
The very nature of God, anything God would say to you or to me, and we open up to and receive, it's progressive in nature. It's power in nature.
Explain.
Whatever God says to you uh-huh. empowers you.
Okay.
The moment you turn into what he says, it lifts you to that. It brings you to it. It's impossible for it not to.
Wow.
His word is alive. It lives.
Okay.
And when it connects with your life or your spirit, man or mind, and we turn into it, it brings life to that situation. It
wow.
brings you to wherever God wants you to be at that time.
Wow.
And nothing from the kingdom of darkness or the community of darkness can stop it.
So God's trying to empower us to do what he wants to do through us in this natural realm.
In the natural realm.
Am I right?
Everything he says,
uh-huh.
the word that God releases has power within in and of itself.
Got it.
It's creative
Got
in
it.
Nature.
Uh-huh.
So whatever God says to a man mm-hmm. lives him, enables him, empowers him, strengthens him, brings him somewhere where it has something to do with God's plan, purpose, and his will.
You're going to all of these places, right, to find
yes.
the answer to the real question that their soul is seeking, which is that intimacy with God.
Intimacy with God.
And he's there all along. Why can't we see him? Why can't we hear him? I'm asking the prophet because you're a profound Bible teacher, sir, and you are a pastor. And why do we get so disconnected from the first voice we've ever heard? Why do we forget so easily and so quickly?
I believe faith gets fostered. You just don't learn all there is to learn about anything on your own. So when you cry out to God, God sends a man. He sends a man with his word. He sends a man with the answers. He sends a man that's going to cast a light in front of you. God doesn't send us out here on these journeys in life and expects us to figure out what to do, how to do, when to do, these kind of things. These things are already laid out in front of us.
Is that why you created this series? I was reading some of the things in the back before mm-hmm. the program started, which really speak to what you're talking about. Hearing our place in the world.
Yeah.
Where are we supposed to be? Which means we got to hear God's voice. How to become a beneficiary of a Spirit-led life. My God, if we could have our life led by the Spirit. How to listen to your human inner spirit, mm-hmm. which is connected to God's inner spirit. How to truly identify the third person of the Godhead. My Lord, so many of us are confused on what that third person really even is. Mm. Let's drill down on that second point, how to listen to your human inner spirit, which is connected to God's spirit. That's what you're talking about.
I was working a job in, living in Chattanooga, mm-hmm. about to make a decision that maybe it's time for me to leave this particular area as well as this job. And when I did, the Spirit of God came up on me and gave me vision. Didn't necessarily give me a vision, but he spoke to me vision and said, write it down.
Wow.
So I wrote the vision down. Well, shortly after that, we had a ministry inception.
Wow.
But when you hear from God and you start to move out into that light, it begins to empower you.
Got it.
You move from a place of being pitiful mm-hmm. to a place of being powerful.
Wow, that's powerful right there.
Yeah, you got to go from that place of pity
Got it.
To a place of power. And it takes vision from God or insight, illumination from God to move you in that place. Well, he began to walk me down that road and said, well, I've anointed you to build. I need you to go to build for me. This is when he told me, give him my building assignment for a church.
Is that right?
And he says, go build a church. And I said, build what? Where? No blueprints, no people, no money. This is not fair, God. He said, build. And boy, he was not playing. He said, build lest I cut you off. I said, what do you mean cut me off? He said, lest I'll move without you.
Woo!
And then he said this to me. You were not my first choice. And neither are you my last opportunity to do this.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Now go do it.
That's blunt.
Yeah.
God's serious.
He even said boy on the front end of it.
God's serious. He's in the
yeah,
God's
serious.
In the getting it done business.
Yeah.
What you just described, a couple of things as I'm listening mm-hmm. to you. Number one, God had a plan,
mm-hmm.
which is to say, God's got a plan for people watching.
Mm-hmm.
And it's vision. It's destiny.
That's the instrument. That's
okay.
the channel. That's where it's going to come through.
But
sure.
you got to be engaged.
Got to be engaged.
To hear it. And the hearing, it's going to give you power to do it. I mean, my God, what if you had not engaged? And here's a man at a job, and I'm sure you were quite successful in business, and you're in Chattanooga, Tennessee, mm-hmm. and the Spirit of God speaks vision into you. What if you had not been in a place to receive it? We wouldn't have a church built. I'm thinking about all the lives that would not be touched and saved, the marriages that would have been brought together and those that have been kept together. I'm thinking about every person listening to the sound of your voice as the Lord speaks through you, if you had not been in a place to receive it.
You know,
does that relate to everyone watching?
I have no doubt that it does.
God wants to move massive in our life, doesn't he?
Yes, shukadabok.
Don't want to move little.
Hallelujah.
He wants to move massively in our life.
Yes.
We're tired of the little moves in life.
I think we're in a moment here. Can I speak out on
Please,
this?
Please, let the Lord use you.
Right here in this moment, I can sense someone's hesitation, reluctance, and you're looking for God to do something now in order for you to do the next thing. When God's requiring you to take His word and act out on it, step out on His word in faith. And so let me encourage you in this moment to just act in faith. God needs your story. He needs you to be able to tell others. People are going to need to be encouraged at times, and He wants to use you. And in fact, He wants to put your life and what you're doing on display.
Oh my God.
For others to learn from. If you don't want yourself, God to use you as an example, He'll make you a model for His kingdom. So let me encourage you in this moment that I sense here. To go right out there, obey God in spite of the circumstances, in spite of the Sanballats and Tobias, the doubters and the pouters, they'll be there. But you ignore that and you obey God and you watch God get this opportunity to be God. And I tell you, you'll prosper in this moment. Amen.
I receive that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know what? We will either be an example on display for the kingdom mm-hmm. or we will become an example on display for the enemy.
God forbid.
Amen. You choose. Mm-hmm. It's a choice.
It's a choice.
And God's already decreed.
Already decreed.
If He designed us in the womb to be an example, mm-hmm. to be put on display for His glory, then it's just a matter of us engaging in the dialogue.
Oh, my goodness.
Am I getting it?
Absolutely.
Getting our direction from the man upstairs. Is that why you did this series?
Absolutely.
I believe that it's never too late for anybody until it's too late for somebody. And while there's breath, there's hope.
Absolutely.
While there's still life coming through our body, we can do something different than we've ever done before.
Great exploits.
Woo! And be co-creators of the best and greatest move that God wants to make in our life. Mm. Am I getting it?
Yes, you're getting it.
And
I'm
God
it.
Wants
Keep
to
on.
Move big. I want to encourage people to get this series because so many of us, the Holy Spirit is not our guide to everyday living. Mm. The Holy Spirit has become relegated to being our guide when we need Him. Mm. Amen?
That's true.
But what God's saying is, no, you need me every day. A man chooses his path. God orders his steps. Well, I don't know about you, but we're stepping daily. Mm. We cannot step without God giving us the direction to step.
In Romans 12, it talks about living a life holy and acceptable unto God.
Yes.
Treating your life like a sacrifice. I think the Message Bible is talking about a life that involves sleep, mm-hmm. a life that involves going to work, mm-hmm. a life that involves eating. So that's the normalcy of our life. Mm-hmm. But there's not any aspect of our life that God does not want to be involved in.
Wow.
While you're sleeping, God can be working with you.
Yeah.
While you're eating, He can anoint you. Ain't nothing like an anointed meal, brother, from God. You know, right?
Yeah.
And while you're going to work, that can be a good experience. It doesn't have to be a bad experience. Even though you're working in an environment where conspiracy is going on, you're working in an environment where there's conflict, it doesn't have to be your experience. He's with you in the workplace.
And God can bring peace. Power. Give us the anointing to do it better than we could do on our own. Amen.
In spite of the circumstance situation. Then it doesn't have to infiltrate your life. What they're experiencing doesn't have to be your experience.
My God. Yeah. I want to ask you one last question,
okay.
If I can, because our show's coming to a close. You know, one of the biggest topics that we're asked about is that area of money. Where's the Spirit of God in this money thing? Is the person watching mm-hmm. who needs a financial breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And I mean a breakthrough. Mm. They can't hurdle the wall. They need to break through the wall. Mm-hmm. Is this series going to help? Is me getting an understanding, mm-hmm. and ask it like this, mm-hmm. of the Spirit of God's place in my world going to let me get me to the place where I can hear my place in this world? And that have the ability to impact my financial situation?
Yes, indeed.
And you're not going to understand any of that if mm-hmm. you don't understand how the supernatural world works, what the universal principle of sowing and reaping is all about. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to understand any of that if you don't understand the mind of God. And you're not going to understand any of that if you're not tapped into what the Spirit of God has to say
about it.
Pastor, this series is timely because so many people are in a place of bewilderment and confusion. They're looking for answers. Come on, somebody. And you've been asking God to show up. Well, I'd say He's showing up right now.
Absolutely.
Right now is their opportunity to get the answers that they seek. And it's simple, isn't it?
Simple.
It's
not
simple.
Difficult.
It's not difficult. Now, so many of you say, how can I be part of what you're doing? You know, and you plant a seed. You sow into a ground that allows me to bring covenant relationships to you so that we can go one-on-one with you and bring you something that God's got for you in your circumstances and help you discover how you can move forward with power into the great things that God has in store. And as you do that today, as you plant a seed here, let us get something to you. Let us get you this series. Holy Spirit, a guide to everyday living from R.J. McCowan, a prophet of God who has got a word for you to move us down that road God has in store. We love you. We thank you. We'll see you again next week. Thank you, sir.
Life can get so busy and crazy at times. Work, home, and family. Everything can be in such a rush. But in the midst of all of your busyness, don't forget to listen to that still, small voice. That's God trying to talk to you. God has the power to make sense out of all the craziness. He has the power to bring you peace and to transform your life way beyond your everyday circumstances. But what's key is learning how to listen to that still small voice so that you can let God guide you. It is the voice of reason, the voice of love, the voice that will reveal to you your divine potential. When you learn to shut out all the distractions and really let the Holy Spirit lead you through your daily decisions, you'll be living life on a totally different level. And Dr. R.J. McCowan will show you how. Dr. McCowan wants to share with you simple and practical ways to help you hear God's voice so that you can engage the Holy Spirit every day. In his power-packed four-part CD series, The Holy Spirit, A Guide to Everyday Living, Dr. McCowan will lead you through an in-depth study of God's Word and introduce you to the purpose of the Holy Spirit in a fresh new way. You'll also get the Dynamic Prayer and Confession CD. Dr. R.J. McCowan will take you through directed prayer each and every day, designed to activate the presence of God in your life. Make sure you pick up your phone now and call so that you can get your copy of the powerful four-part CD series, The Holy Spirit, A Guide to Everyday Living, and the Prophetic Prayer and Confession CD. This entire offer is yours today with your one-time gift of only $40. And if you pick up the phone and call right now, you will also get a special CD, Living an Extraordinary Life. This message will take you from where you are now to way beyond where you have ever imagined you could be. And as an added bonus, Damon will also include his entire unedited interview with Dr. R.J. McCowan absolutely free. It's filled with additional wisdom and revelation that will make today's message even more complete. This is Damon's special one-on-one thank you for helping to make these programs possible. So you'll get Dr. R.J. McCowan's four-part CD teaching series, The Holy Spirit, A Guide to Everyday Living, plus the Prophetic Prayer and Confession CD, plus the special CD, Living an Extraordinary Life, plus your bonus full-length behind-the-scenes impartation with Dr. R.J. McCowan and Damon for your one-time gift of $40. When you sow this seed, you are releasing God's full potential for immense blessings in your life. So pick up your phone and call now and get ready to begin transforming your life now. Thanks for joining us on our one-on-one broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.